WFXX. Once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
Buckle up, because it is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Hello. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hard to miss that.
You can let us know how you're doing.
Oh, boy.
I'm curious. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show today.
All right, we got a busy show. Now, we have an open line program today, lots of things to discuss. This is a big week. We mentioned this yesterday. This is a big week on multiple fronts. All right. But if you want to chime in on what we're talking about, or you want to toss something else into the busy week, all right, fine, go ahead. 814-954-7266. Man, this is a big week. Of course, it's Arts Festivals Week.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Hopefully you know that. Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts, Downtown State College, starts tomorrow with what's normally called Kids Day. And then Thursday through Sunday, hopefully the weather cooperates. Whole lot of stuff going on. The People's Choice Arts Festival out at the Grange Fairgrounds and Center Hall. Same deal, Thursday through Sunday. Lots of things going on. So if you're an artsy person, you can nail them both. I mean, come on, folks, 4 days. That should be enough, although you might need 4 days, okay? So make your plans accordingly.
All righty then.
And hopefully, again, the weather cooperates. In other words, rain. Now, we had our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, on yesterday. Joe said today, look for rain, all right? And I think for my farmer friends, I'm from Penns Valley, my farmer friends, yeah, they're thinking, yeah, we could use a little rain right now. On my drive into the studio, I'm fortunate to drive past a lot of farmers' fields, and obviously we've had a decent, more than decent amount of moisture in the months of May and June, and so crops are looking good, but some cornfields I've passed look what I call spiky, all right, spiky. The corn plant, we've all seen a corn plant, right? When the leaves of the corn plant are kind of floppy, flop over, that's perfect. That's a good corn plant. When they start to get dry, those corn leaves start to, they dry out and they start to point to the sky, and they look kind of, they look like they have a sharp end. That's why I call that spiky. All right, and I'm seeing some slightly spiky cornfields out there. So, yep, we could use some more rain. At my house, we had had a shower last night. That wasn't much to brag about. Today, allegedly, we might get a little more. So our friend Joe Bastardi called it yesterday. He's like, watch for rain tomorrow. Like, okay, well, tomorrow's now today. So probably this afternoon, you know, keep an eye out, keep your umbrella handy, all that sort of stuff. Now, folks, I tell you what, you are a lucky listener. Right? You are a lucky listener, all right? You heard our friend Joe Bastardi yesterday morning, talking about that terrible storm in Texas and misplaced blame going around and all this other stuff. Last night, there's Joe Bastardi. In this case, he was on Fox News Channel. All right, there he is. And I'm thinking, hey, there's Joe, all right? I'm popping around like, hey, there's Joe right there. Friends, we had him first.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we had him first. All right, those national outlets, they're pokey. All right, they're behind us. So anyway, that was kind of cool to see. And here's Joe Bastardi. I'm like, whoa, there's Joe right there. All right, so that was pretty cool. Watch out for that. All right, there's a lot of things going on this week. For instance, all right, now I mentioned this yesterday, and we need to give this a name. All right, maybe someone else has done this already. If you listened yesterday, we talked about Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating champion. And by the way, not just hot dogs. All right. There's a whole list of things because there is a competitive eating league. I think if you do a web search for like competitive eating league, you'll find their website, and somewhere there's a page with the current world records for eating all these different kinds of foods.
They're very impressive records, too.
They're nuts. All right, give me a break.
Well, there are nuts on there.
There's probably nuts on the list. Uh-huh. I mean, it's insane. The competitive eating league, there are a bunch of people, their job is to eat. Okay, I still think that's insane, but the competitive eating league.
Welcome to America.
Now, for this week, I think we should form the competitive shopping league. All right, because again, this is the big week. Here we go. Some of you I know are all wound up. Oh, you've probably already started, haven't you? Amazon started this gig, I don't know, years ago, whenever it was, for their Amazon Prime Days, which again, this year for the first time, it's not one day, it's not 2 days, now it's 4 days. And I think it officially started at midnight, like a few hours ago. And so some of you are competitive shoppers. You're probably already out there hustling around. I think you're crazy, but okay, there you find. The thing is, look at everybody else. I was trying to keep track. Walmart is doing special stuff this week. Target is doing special stuff this week. If you go to Kohl's, all right, that's in State College, they're doing stuff this week. Costco. Now, we don't have a Costco here. I think the closest Costco's in Harrisburg. They have a 5-day event. 4 is not enough. You got to go for 5. I think Dollar General, for goodness sakes, is doing something this week. Competitive shopping week. Get out there and shop.
Let's do it.
Boost that economy. It's just insane. So, I don't know. You're looking for great deals. Allegedly, this is your week. So, hey, we've told you, you know, go out there. If you want to call in later, hey, I got this deal. Okay, fine. Well, we open lines means we take any calls. So there we go. Competitive shopping week. And then we're not done. All right. Over in Spain this week, in Pamplona, Spain, you've heard of this. The running of the bulls is now underway. And that is going like, I think, into next week. All right. Would you do this? You probably have seen TV footage of this. All right. Pamplona, Spain. What these people do, what do you want to call them? Crazy daredevils? I don't know. They seem to all dress up in like a certain outfit. And I think they have a red, what do they have? Like a red, not a bandana, but a red something attached to their belt or their clothing and so on. And they're in a rather narrow street in Pamplona. And at the end of the street, here are these long-horned bulls. And what they do, apparently, every day for like a week, they have doors on this street, and they kind of open the doors. And here come the bulls, maybe, I don't know, a dozen of them or so, and they start running, and all these, I'm going to call them crazy people in front of them, they start running, and then they all run down this skinny street, and people are like alongside somehow, and they're cheering them on, like, hey, you know. The whole run only takes about 2 to 4 minutes. All right, so Mr. Ironhead, this is not your firecracker 40-mile, whatever that was,
uh-huh,
a few days ago. All right, this is not what that is, okay? This takes maybe 2 to 4 minutes, but these bulls, I mean, we're talking longhorn bulls, nice, sharp horns. And every year, somebody, I guess accidentally, gets gored by one of these bulls. Now, my question, we're going to play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. For 2 to 4 minutes, would you do this?
No, thanks.
Oh, why not? Come on, you did the 40-mile run or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, there was very little danger. Too much danger for me.
Really?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
I'm out.
I'd be curious to get a phone call from somebody. Yeah, I'd like to try that sometime. Now, to my knowledge, this is only done in Pamplona, Spain. I don't think it's done, I don't know, Mexico or elsewhere in Spain or some other country. This is all about Pamplona. And they've been doing this for, oh my gosh, 100 years, 150 years, or some ridiculously long time. And I can't say I've talked to anybody that's been to this gig, but in the video footage that I see, I'm assuming there's some women in there somewhere. Otherwise, it looks like it's all men.
No,
right?
There's
some women in there? Yeah. Okay. So this is supposed to show maybe how macho you are. Can a woman be macho? Yeah, sure, fine. All right, show how macho and how brave you are. Now, if you're running with these bulls and you manage to avoid them because the bull is faster than you, all right, I don't care how fast you think you are, the bull is faster than you. I guess once the bulls kind of all pass you, then you can say, I made it! I survived! Then you can go home and brag to your family and friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think these people get paid. I think it's just it's a courage thing or an insanity thing. Again, mm-hmm. It depends on how you look at it. Every year, though, somebody gets gored. Now, I never hear about, thank goodness, I never hear about a death, like something that bad. But still, if you get gored by one of these sharp bullhorns, ooh, you're headed straight to the hospital. So
there have been deaths. It's been a while, but
it's very rare, though. It doesn't normally happen, but people do get gored every year.
Yeah.
They nick them in the arm, or they nick them in the leg, or something like that. God forbid they nick them in the torso or side. Oof. Anyway, I don't know. For some people love this stuff. So it's Running of the Bulls Week. There's something else for you. All right, Mr. Ironhead, if you're not going to do the Running of the Bulls Week, let's see if we can do this other thing. Okay, whoops, I just lost it. Oh, where did it go? All right, there's a special event in Pittsburgh this weekend, and I have lost the story. No wonder, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Hold on. Kansas or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh, Kansas. What are you talking about?
Oh, there's a Pittsburgh, Kansas.
No, Pittsburgh,
you didn't know that.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No H in the Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Shoot. Come on. I hate it when technology doesn't cooperate. Come on, where are you? Okay, I may have to hold on to this story because it's a good one, and now I can't seem to call it up. Where'd you go? All right, we'll leave that one alone. We'll leave that one for later on.
All right.
Technology problem. All right, how many of us own a pet? All right, probably a lot of us, right?
Me!
So do I. All right. My house, 3 cats and a dog.
We have 2 cats and a dog, and in very short order, we will also have an axolotl.
I was going to say, something with a weird name.
Yes.
What is that again?
The Mad Turtle has been looking at axolotls and studying axolotls for over a couple of years now. And we have a friend who works in the school district who is willing... I don't know if she raises them or but has a bunch, and she's looking to get rid of 2 of them. We are taking 1. Let the record clearly show.
1.
But axolotls, yeah, you can look them up. It's AXO, I think it's LOTL. AXOLOTL, axolotl. They are funky looking amphibians. They're kind of they're in the salamander family, but you do. There's a lot of. You've got to be very careful with water temperature, what you provide, and again, we've done a lot of research on it, and so we're very excited. The Mad Turtle's birthday is coming up, and some point very shortly thereafter, we will be welcoming an axolotl named Clyde.
Clyde?
Yes. Okay. I'm not exactly sure where the name came from, but Clyde is the name we have chosen for our axolotl. So we will have, yes, a dog, 2 cats, and 1 axolotl.
Whoa, that's pretty. That's out there. All right, that's crazy. Well, I won't speak for the, what is, axolotl?
Axolotl,
yeah,
yes.
That thing. I have no idea. Dogs and cats. Wall Street Journal did a story recently. What is the cost of owning a dog or a cat now in our country? And this would be over the average lifespan of the pet. All right. So it says here 15 years. So it uses 15 years as an average lifespan for the pet. All right. For dogs and cats. Now here, according to this, now again, cost of owning would be everything. Feeding, veterinary care, you know, the whole bit. All right, everything.
The gold dog collar, the golden leash.
I'm not
with
sure.
Diamond encrusted.
Not sure that's in there.
Yeah, it's very, very pricey these days.
Actually, I might take that back.
Uh-huh.
All right, Wall Street Journal. Now, this is their story. It says for dogs, again, over the 15-year average lifespan, dogs, the cost in our country ranges anywhere from, and this is quite a range.
Yeah.
The lowest number, $22,125.
Ooh.
That's the lowest number.
Yeah.
Going up to over $60,000 to take care of that dog over a 15-year period. Whoa. What about a cat? Well, you might think a cat's not very big.
Yeah, right? they're smaller.
The lowest number, according to Wall Street Journal, the lowest number is just a shade over $20,000 to take care of a cat. The highest number for cats is just over $47,000. Now, folks, how much do you spend on your pet? I saw these numbers. I'm like, excuse me? Whoa. I mean, the low number, again, for a dog, $22,000. For a cat, $20,000. And I'm just like, oh, come on. Now, a big chunk of that might be veterinary care.
Yeah.
According to the Wall Street Journal, this is their story, since 2019.
Those are the days.
So in other words, right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Veterinary costs, for whatever reason, are up 42% since 2019. Whoa.
Is okay. It just me, or does that seem like a lot?
That does not just you. That is a lot.
That seems like a lot.
Now, no answers as to why. According to the story, I guess they did a survey. It says here, over half of pet owners have reported that they have skipped or declined care simply because of the cost. Again, we're talking about not a person. We're talking about a dog or a cat. 14% of people surveyed said their pet's condition worsened or died as a result. Now, that's sad. But again, I mean, holy moly. What does it say here? 23% recall being offered payment plans. So in other words, your dog or cat needs some health care, and it's so expensive, you have to get a payment plan to pay it off. 73% of these people surveyed said vets didn't present any cheaper alternatives. It's just, here it is. Now, if you're a vet, we're not trying to cast aspersions here, but I've noticed this, all right? It's just like, how much do you want for that? It's like, this is a dog, or this is a cat. How much do you want for that? Yikes. Now, if you have a smaller pet, all right, I guess maybe size matters here. For those of you that have a hamster, has the little guy ever had a hamster? You ever thought about a hamster?
No. Okay. We have not done the hamster.
Well, it says here, a lifetime for a hamster is maybe under $1,000. I don't know. That might be something to think about.
Hmm.
If you've ever had a pet rabbit, all right, I've got some grandkids. They actually just gave up the rabbit recently, but they had a pet rabbit in their house. For a 10-year period for a rabbit, less than $6,000. Okay, so I don't know, maybe you want to trade out to a hamster or a rabbit. Recently, I got some email from somebody about pet insurance. Now, have you ever considered pet insurance?
Have I considered it? Yes. And actually, it makes a lot of sense. It really does. If you can afford it and you're one of those, and I think most pet owners, I want to do whatever I can if we get into tough situations, medical situations with your pets. Have not done it, but yeah, we've looked into it and talked about it.
All right. You know things are getting expensive. Yes. When you need an insurance policy to hopefully take care of the problem.
And oddly enough, if you look at projections, believe it or not, people do not seem to think these costs are going to suddenly decline in the next year or two.
What a surprise. They never decline. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe later on when we get to some open line time, all this debate about Medicaid and all this sort of stuff, there's the crux of the problem. Health care is too expensive in this country. We've talked about that before. Health care for people and apparently health care for pets. Now, maybe the argument is, well, everybody needs health care, so there's a demand there, and so, you know, that drives the price. Okay, to a point. I mean, one of our favorite lines, is it possible to go too far with something? Yeah, I think a lot of us are putting our hands up in the air, right? Whether it's for us or dog or cat or whatever. It's just things just, for whatever reason, the entire healthcare industry, not just people, animals, everything, is starting to get, actually not starting, it's out of hand. And how do you get a handle on that? Well, if Trump and company and Robert Kennedy Jr. and the MAHA movement or whatever they call themselves, if they can actually find a way to start lowering health care costs, I mean actual lowering, not tax incentives or tax subsidies. No, that's not lowering. All right, never was. Obamacare was a joke, one man's opinion. It did nothing to lower the cost of health care. Nothing. And so the problem just keeps getting worse and worse. Now, the whole Medicaid program, it's like, whoa, what do you want to do with that? How about we actually find ways to lower health care costs, make them lower? Now, do I have any quick answers on that one? No. But allegedly, RFK is a smart dude. Okay, whatever. MAHA, make America, what is it? Make America healthy again. By preventing things. Okay, that sounds like a smart plan. At something similar for pets, you know, if we're talking about veterinary stuff. But again, for a dog, the lowest cost for owning a dog for a lifetime is over $22,000. That's the lowest cost. Whew. Okay. Anyway, let's take our break. I need to go make some money so I can pay my vet bill or something. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We've got our sports segment coming up. I don't know, big news. I assume you have it, right? Big news yesterday. And some other things. And yes, we'll talk some politics later on because we know you love that stuff. Let's Talk. We'll continue right after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
for quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
You are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and you will have some open phone time coming up a bit later in the program. But this is the time where we take a check of the sports scene, and boy, do we have some sports to tell you about, including a huge, and I do mean huge, get for the Penn State hockey program. The expected number one overall pick in next year's NHL draft, Gavin McKenna, is going to commit to play collegiately at Penn State. This according to multiple reports yesterday. McKenna is a generational talent, according to many hockey experts. He is a left winger from Whitehorse, UConn, and is considered one of the top prospects in recent memory to come from Canada. Canada, you know, has a pretty good history when it comes to producing pretty decent hockey players. He scored 41 goals and 129 points for the Medicine Hat Tigers of the Western Hockey League this past season. McKenna will turn 18 in December. The Penn State roster for the upcoming season is loaded. And by the way, there's a couple of other prospects out there that still have Penn State on their short list of considerations. But even if Penn State gets nobody else in, hard to imagine how Penn State won't be the favorite to win not only the Big Ten title, but a national title in the upcoming season. This is a team that returned a good amount of talent from a Frozen Four appearance last year. It is stocked with NHL future stars, if you listen to the hockey experts out there. And yeah, if you're a hockey fan, or even if you're not, and you're just wondering, wonder what good hockey is about, you may want to check out the Nittany Lions if you get the opportunity in the 2025-2026 season. I mean, they are loaded. It would be like like a wrestling team, let's say having seven of the top ten wrestlers that are on like a world team roster. It would be like that type of stocked. They are going to be a fun watch in the upcoming season. Penn State men's basketball has picked up its first commitment for the 2026 recruiting class for Deontius Becker, and I may be wrong on both pronunciations. He is a 6'5" small forward out of Vancouver, British Columbia. He plays at the Phelps School in Malvern, Pennsylvania, and he chose Penn State over Washington, Arizona State, SMU, and South Florida. And again, he becomes the first recruit for Mike Rhodes' squad in the 2026 recruiting class. The State College Spikes have a five-game homestand that will open up today before the midseason break in the MLB Draft League. The Spikes had yesterday off and now will take on the Frederick Keys tonight in the first of a three-game series at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is Bark in the Park night.
Oh, take your dog.
Absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, you're spending so much on them anyway.
That's
might
right.
as well
yeah, there you go.
Take advantage.
Now, the dog doesn't have to bite.
That is true. The dog gets in for free. You get to go watch some baseball for free. Does your pooch if you so choose to take the aforementioned pooch tonight. First pitch will be at 6:35 at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Spikes are 14-10 and lead the West Virginia Black Bears by one game atop the MLB Draft League standings. Frederick, by the way, comes in last place. So this is an opportunity for the Spikes to widen that gap.
Okay.
The Keys are in last place with a record of 10-17.
How many walks in that last game?
That would be 20.
20?
20
the Spikes
walks
got 20 walks
in one game.
Oh, my gosh. Let's hope that
they were walking.
I mean, talking
yes,
about
yes, indeed.
That's like
talking.
A four-hour game or something.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, if you don't follow baseball closely, that is a lot of
that's
walks
a lot of
in
walks.
One game.
Whoosh.
Yeah, that is. I don't know that I've ever. I'm not even sure. I have to go back and. Walks are not uncommon in that first year or two of. Kids pitch, Little League action. I'm not sure we've had 20 walks.
No,
we've had a lot of walks
never seen that.
In our games. But, man, you start getting into double digits. That is 20.
You and I could throw more strikes than that.
Man,
I mean,
that is, yeah, that's a little nuts. Anyways, again, game tonight at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The first place Spikes get underway at 6:35. The Pittsburgh Pirates, ladies and gentlemen, they scored. They said it couldn't be done, but Pittsburgh did score. Now they lost the game 9-3 to the Royals, but they scored. They did lose their fourth straight in Kansas City last night, but they snapped that 30-inning scoreless streak with former Royal Tommy Pham's two-run homer in the top of the third. You've got to feed the beast. Tommy Pham is a beast. You score two runs in 30 innings. You take what you can get. Folks, if you have a beast, whether it be a pig, a horse, a cow, a dog or a cat, those expensive pets, chickens, whatever it may be, the outdoor birds, the Center Hall Farm Store, here's the thing. They have fresh made feed for all of your pets, and it is specially made for whatever animal you are feeding. They know their stuff. It is worth the trip to 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. Stop on in, check out the selection for yourself. Talk to you're not going to find more knowledgeable people on what to feed, the benefits of feeding, again, whether it's your pets, your farm animals, the birds, they know their stuff. They know what it is that they are putting in to the feed and the mix, and they can share it with you and what the benefits are of that. Also a great place to get all of your supplies to keep your gardens and orchards growing throughout the course of the summer. Stop on in 110 Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out the Center Hall Farm Store online at centerhallfarmstore.com. So, Tommy Pham was a beast. The rest of the Pirates, not so much. Royals rookie Noah Cameron went a career-high 7 innings, holding the Buccos to 2 runs on 3 hits. And Cameron had 7 strikeouts and 1 walk, 19 shy of what these Spikes received on Sunday. Andrew Heaney took the loss for Pittsburgh. He lasted just 3 innings, giving up 4 runs on 6 hits and a walk. Game 2 of that series on tap tonight in Kansas City at 7:40. We will have complete coverage starting at 7:15 on your home for Buccos Baseball, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And the Philadelphia Phillies lost to the Giants 3-1 last night. It was a game that just did not seem to have much rhythm to it. It was kind of a herky-jerky type of a game. San Francisco squeezed out a couple of runs in the eighth inning to pull out the victory. Philadelphia remains one game in front of the New York Mets atop the National League East. Game 2 of that 3-game set on the West Coast is set for tonight at 9:45. And Wimbledon continues. It was interesting. Somehow, somebody accidentally, apparently, turned off. They have the electronic line calls now, and somebody accidentally turned it off. Now, Wimbledon, to its credit, is like, all right, we are removing the ability for anybody to be able to do that. And so moving forward, you won't have that. But they went to do the review, and they're like, yeah, there's it's not on.
No review.
So, well, that's
oops.
And they got the call wrong, which made it all the worse. So they have removed the ability for a human to turn it off. So I suppose it could still happen, but it won't be direct human error, I guess.
How about we just put a human out there like they used to do?
There's a thought. But then you're relying on the humans actually seeing what they thought they saw. Whereas the electronic...
okay. You can't trust what you're seeing.
If it's on, tells you precisely, yep, that definitely was in or out. I think, what are we up to? Day 9 of Wimbledon today. Quarterfinal action getting underway. There's been some neat stories.
Been a lot of upsets in the tournament.
A lot of neat personalities. I kind of have it on in the background when I'm doing work here and there, so I haven't seen a ton of it. But a couple of the post-match interviews yesterday were just heartwarming. It felt like that when I'm watching Little League, right, it's fun because these kids are just out there, they're learning the game, they're out there, they are genuinely having fun. Or at least that's the hope. I mean, you want the everybody out there to be having fun. The one, and I forget the girl's name, and I should know it, and I'll try to look it up here as I'm talking, but the one woman that won yesterday, advancing to the quarterfinals, she was so focused on trying to stay in the moment, and I'm just trying to win the next point. She goes back, she wins, and she's walking back, and she's getting ready to serve, and her opponent's like, oh, but then I was like, no, you already won. And the crowd's like cheering, and she's like, oh, wait, that was it? I won the match. She walks
you
up.
You win.
And then her interview Roger Federer was sitting in the front row. She goes, I really tried to just not look at the box because I would be so nervous. She goes, I can't believe I'm actually seeing you in person. It was just, man, it was a fun.
Innocent.
Yes. Yeah. It was a fun interview and somebody that really is just enjoying the moment. There's been a lot of just neat moments. And, yes, a lot of upsets at Wimbledon this year. So, anyways, quarterfinal action getting underway today. I think that is what I have in the world of sports.
All right. My Orioles entertain the Mets starting tonight. That should be an interesting series. Let me go back to Penn State.
All right.
Now, first off, is it just me? All right.
It might be just you.
I don't think so.
No?
Penn State men's basketball is really taking on an international flavor.
For sure.
Mike Rhodes is really reaching out to, like, Europe. This new player was from Canada,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
Is that a strategy? Is that an accident? Is that a necessity? I'm just wondering which one of those it is. There's plenty of basketball players in the U.S. of A. He's reaching out to some far-flung areas. I'm not criticizing. I've never seen that before, at least not here.
Yeah, a lot of these players are, yes, but also a lot of these players are playing high school ball in the United States, in Pennsylvania and surrounding states. This latest recruit, again, has been playing in Pennsylvania here.
Down
from Vancouver. But
yeah.
Yes, but playing.
But those European players aren't playing here.
And they just got another kid that is part of the 2025 class, the incoming class from that same program.
I mean, it's going to be an interesting, like, next one or two seasons to see how these guys mesh
yep.
and so on. I just wonder if there's any language difficulties because these guys seemingly are coming from all directions. I'm curious. I'm fascinated by that. And yes, then the Penn State hockey thing. I mean, this. Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago. At New Year's, we're all sitting thinking, "What is wrong with this Penn State men's hockey team? What, they're clunking along? It's like, what the heck is going on?" And then after New Year's, poof. Something happens, and this is like the magic carpet ride this year. I mean, this is crazy. Let's see. DraftKings, all right, one of those betting services. They now have Penn State as the betting favorite to win next season's national championship, which Penn State's never been at this level before. They're at plus 500. Michigan State and Boston University are plus 800. The bigger the number, the lower you are.
Yep.
Michigan is plus 900. Minnesota, Denver, and Boston College are plus 1,200. So there's that. Now, folks, Scott here, I'm old, all right? I hate that. I'm getting old. Now, I saw this on social media yesterday, so I assume it is accurate.
Uh-huh.
Social media, again, I don't quite trust sometimes. I see stuff on there like, what the? There's a claim by some either reporter or somebody. Of course, now we're in the era where you just don't get recruited for a school. Now you get money.
Well,
all right? There's NIL. Now you get money. All right? So this youngster, Gavin McKenna, from Medicine Hat. I'd like to visit that town.
Mm-hmm.
That's a town, Medicine
yes.
Hat, Canada. Allegedly, according to the source, Penn State has offered this young man around $700,000. Michigan State was after this kid. They only offered $200,000 to $300,000. According to this, if it's accurate, okay. If the $700,000 is true, that package will be the richest in college hockey history. Now, first off, again, this is sort of still new ground. This is relatively new. Is the kid coming to Penn State simply because he's going to get more money than he would get over here? Or is he coming to Penn State for other reasons? Do you have a thought? I mean, this is a program on the upswing. I could see a lot of guys like, hey, I want to be part of that. Or is it all about the paycheck? What do you think? I don't know.
Impossible to get inside. So I mean, the money certainly, to say it's not a factor would be absurd. You know, whether he's just going to the highest bidder or whether he's looking into some other things and it happens to be the highest bidder feels like, the best fit. Again, everybody's gonna have their own opinion. I will say, if you are a Penn State fan, and I've seen some of this, it's like, well, you know, this guy's going to Ohio State and they're just going to the highest bidder. Well, maybe. The world we're living in now, I'm a big Steelers fan. I would love to think that everybody that the Steelers take, man, we want to be a Steeler because we love the Steelers. Well, no, they want the paycheck. Like, this is a big deal, playing professional football. And when it comes, you know, TJ Watt, I think, loves Pittsburgh, loves the fans. And if he can't get what he feels he's worth, and if he can get more money somewhere else, he'll be happy to go somewhere else. And so, I've seen that, you know, wow, I don't want Penn State to just, we don't want kids coming here just for the money. Yeah, you do. You want the good kids coming here. Would you love them to be here because, boy, they just love dear old State? Yeah, that'd be great. But you want the kids here is the bottom line. And again, I understand the sentiment. I share the sentiment. I'm not thrilled with the world we're living in. I very much worry about the kids themselves because this is a lot of money and some are not going to know how to deal with that money and the pressures that come with it and know how to save some of that money and take care of your future and all of that. But it is also the world we're in. And again, you can sit around and complain about it. Well, we're not going to do that. Okay. You're not going to be competitive, at the highest level
anymore.
And if you're okay with that, and some school, listen, I think some are going to be making that decision and some probably already have is that, well, yeah, we're not going all in here. We just, that's not the direction we want to take our universe. That's fine. I think most Penn State fans of the sports that have followings here, like, no, if we're going to do it, we want to be competitive. Well, if you want to be competitive, kids, you got to play the game that everybody else is playing.
Now you got to pony up.
And that's the reality. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Oh,
well, you were
still
all
there. Oh, okay, hold on.
Let's talk.
We'll take a break in a moment. Now, I've seen this term, generational talent.
Yes.
I'm assuming Sidney Crosby was a generational talent.
He was a generational talent.
Connor McDavid.
Yep.
With Edmonton. Now, Connor's not that old, okay?
No. Yeah, this kid is special. If you read, just Google Gavin McKenna. I mean, he is, people are raving about the skill set he has. And again, he's not 18 yet. He turns 18 in December. So, you know, he will just be 18 for the second half of the Penn State hockey season.
All right, let's try again here.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Not too shabby on a Tuesday.
Go ahead.
That's good. Hey, I'm calling in to let folks know that this Saturday and Sunday over at the Bald Eagle High School, they're giving away clothing. It's called Clothes for the Community. It's Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's for anybody that wants to come over. They have a pile of clothes that are free. So if people are looking for clothes for now or school or wintertime, I know they have clothing for all seasons. So, again, that's Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And this is at the high school?
Yep, at the lobby there in front of the high school.
And this is kids' clothing or this is clothing for everybody?
Everybody. Okay. Yep. The kids' clothing gets hit hard,
of course.
They have clothes for adults and everybody. Yes, sir.
Very good. I thank you very much for the information. We'll keep getting the word out about that.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break here, and then we'll have some open line time here for the rest of the program. I got one more thing on that hockey stuff, but we got to take our break right here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
98.7 The Fox.
We have a Tuesday edition of Let's Talk in play here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you, and the phone line is wide open at 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the conversation. If you want to share an upcoming event.
Yeah.
As we had a caller do earlier this morning, Bald Eagle Area High School will be having clothing available, just free distribution of clothing for kids and adults, all sizes, ages, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Obviously, the top selection would be available there at 9 a.m. on Saturday. It's kind of first come, first serve. And so the clothing, again, will be available at the Bald Eagle Area High School in Wingate. That's Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to share an upcoming event that you or your organization are having, that is a wonderful use of the airwaves. If you just want to weigh in on anything happening locally, statewide, nationally, globally, intergalactically, that's fine as well. We'll take your calls all morning long. Until 10 o'clock.
I'm not sure about the intergalactic.
Oh, absolutely. But I want to know what's happening out there in the galaxy.
In Saturn or someplace. Okay. Yes, folks, we're serious. I mean, that was a great call. You know, there's a fun event coming up this weekend that folks can benefit from.
Oh,
if you've got something, call in.
Fun events. I think you were looking for the story earlier that I have.
You have it?
I have it in front of me.
Oh, no. I found it, by the way.
If your mind tends to go where my bowling balls do, which is the gutter, this might be the event for you.
But it's Saturday, so you gotta hurry up.
It is this coming Saturday.
All right, you go.
Crafton Ingram Lanes in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is this coming Saturday, July 12th. Ladies and gentlemen, our dreams are coming true. How many of us have sat around when we go out bowling and it's like, boy, you know, bowling is fun.
Sure.
This is great.
I love bowling.
Some of us, you know, like to have a little pizza, drink some beers. And how many times have you sat there saying, you know, this is good, this is fun, but, man, everybody has their clothes on. Why, what's up with that? Well, if you have thought that while bowling with your buddies and
all the time
others at the lanes, here is the event for you. Finally, an event where the clothes are not to be worn while you're bowling. The Pittsburgh area naturalists are hosting this nude bowling event on Saturday in Pittsburgh. The name of the event is, we call it Bob. It's B-O-B. B-O-B stands for Balls Out Bowling.
Oh, boy. See, I wasn't going to mention the name, but you went and did.
Well, you got to mention the name. That's part of the fun of it.
Okay.
Now, you do have to wear the bowling shoes. I mean, let's not be ridiculous.
Yes.
You can't be completely
naked. No, you don't do that barefoot. No.
Just nothing should be worn above the ankles is all. But you got to have your bowling
shoes. Apparently, women can wear bottoms.
They are permitted.
You're allowed to do that.
They are permitted to, but not encouraged, is my understanding.
Okay. All right.
Now, you need to get your tickets in advance. Tickets will not be sold at the door. And my favorite line in the entire story, and this is a Penn Live story.
Yeah.
My favorite line in the story, that, first of all, no photos or videos are allowed to be taken at the event.
No.
So that's, they just want nudists, I guess, to go out and have a fun day
bowling.
Yeah. But at one point in the story, they do have to take the time to tell you, no sexual activity will be permitted.
That's right.
No, at the
no hanky panky. No, none of that.
Balls Out Bowling coming to Pittsburgh this Saturday.
Okay,
you can sign up in advance. You have to sign up in advance. Again, no tickets will be sold at the door. Tickets are $30. You get 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rental.
Unlimited bowling.
Bowling.
Okay, unlimited bowling. For
that
four
is
hours.
Correct.
Okay.
Just be careful how you rack your balls as you get ready for the evening.
Okay, there. I desperately hope there won't be media there because, again, it says no cameras, no video,
correct.
No pictures. That's not the point. Just go out and have fun. Without
well, now at least we'll
clothes.
Know whether that's a pin in your pocket or you're just happy, because you're not going to have a pocket. Oh. We'll know if you're just happy to see us or what's happening there.
See, that's why I could probably never be a nudist.
Yeah?
All right? Because it's like, hey, look at her over there. And there's a way to know if oh, I'm just going to stop right there. I mean, it's just, this is bad. All right. Some people really get into this stuff. Okay. Yes, that was my story, which I lost earlier in that hour. So.
Uh-huh.
Can we desperately take another break here? Because we're off schedule. I'm getting excited. So anyway, let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. See, open line, folks, means we talk about anything. Well, almost anything.
Keep working on curving my ball to properly.
Oh, you don't know do a hook right ball? Out. You don't know how to roll? Oh, I got to show you.
Yeah, you
bowling's
do.
My sport. That's what the sport I
just go straight
as
up,
a kid.
Straight up the middle.
Straight
knock
up.
Him, knock him down as
straight
as
up the middle.
That's
okay.
Right.
Folks, this is getting really bad.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with your calls and more sedate talk when we return right after this. Go.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
WFXX, Huntington,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College.
Let's talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott, and the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Yeah, going straight up the middle. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay, anyway.
Got to watch those splits. Just saying, be careful with the splits.
I'm not going to that gig Saturday. I'm on vacation. Are you going to go?
No.
Okay. Ring the bell. Okay. Thank you very much. But it's in Pittsburgh. Not that far away.
Not very far away.
All right. Open line time. Anything you like for this hour. Again, we got a busy week. Actually, one more, that hockey story. One more quick thing. And again, I'm getting old. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around some of this stuff. All right, we got this young man, Gavin McKenna.
Yep.
He's supposed to already be the number one pick in next year's NHL draft.
Projected to be so, and it seems
generational
extremely
talent.
Likely. All right. Yes.
Does that mean he'll come to Penn State like this fall and he'll play? I'm sure he'll be great. He'll be here for 1 year.
Quite likely, it is possible he would stick around for a second year.
That's what I don't understand.
But number one overall pick.
That's big.
We'll yeah.
Now, what's his name? Just got chosen in the recent NHL draft. Who's Jackson? I forgot his name. And he's coming here. But he's already been drafted. He was a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, is he still coming here, or is he going to go play pro now, like NHL pro now? Or that's the part of this where I get confused.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, hockey's a little different than like the NBA. So, yeah, these guys will the expectation is I think all of these guys are expected to be here. the ones that are enrolling – planning to enroll for the 2025 fall semester. There's at least one guy that's like, I might enroll this year or might wait till next year to enroll and play another year of junior hockey or whatever it is up there. So, but I think the expectation is right now that, yeah, these guys are all going to be here, meaning Penn State, at Penn State and in the Penn State lineup in the upcoming season, which is why this upcoming season has a chance to be one of the most memorable. Not just, again, obviously they're pursuing a national title. That's the ultimate goal. All of that, but kind of like Penn State wrestling, I think it has a chance to even surpass that. And it's just like, man, can you believe we got to see that amount of talent on the ice together for a year at any single college? And I think the style of play and the expected barrage of points and goals that will be put up throughout the course of the upcoming season. I think that is, again, you can win a national title, and that's going to be great, and nobody's going to not be happy with that. When you can win a national title and do it with a style and a flourish that it's like, boy, that was just fun to watch. I don't care who you are. That was just spectacular. That's what it feels like this has a chance of being, a very good chance of being in the upcoming season.
So the expectations will be through the roof.
Through the roof.
Hold on. Through the roof for Penn State wrestling.
Yep.
for Penn State football.
For sure.
Now for Penn State men's hockey.
Yes, sir.
Let's put women's volleyball in there because they picked up some top players and they're the defending champions.
Yeah. I don't know that they're quite to me now, Penn State hockey is clearly the favorite to win the national title in the upcoming season. Doesn't guarantee anything, and you know, you still got to, I mean, it's a lot of new pieces and you got to make it all, they got to mix together and work together, but with this amount of talent, it's difficult to envision the scenario where this won't work out well. To me, like, wrestling and hockey are now, in my mind, like, clear-cut, no question, they are the favorites. Women's volleyball certainly is going to be a contender. Nebraska's going to be right there. I think Louisville's going to be right in the hunt again. Pitt, like, I don't think there's quite as much separation. Now, over the course of the season, maybe that turns out to be different. Women's soccer is going to be in the hunt for a national title again in the upcoming season. You know, women's hockey continues to
improve.
Yep, to be
won their league,
in the mix here. I think both lacrosse programs are going to be in the hunt in the upcoming seasons, and I think both baseball and softball are on the rise. I'm not maybe necessarily in the national title hunt this upcoming season, but I think they're both getting to be really, really good in their own right.
But with all this hype about men's hockey, is this going to be a one-year thing?
Because I don't think so, because this is the – once you start having success, right, and especially if Guy Gadowski
– Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead.
There
that was my
go.
Fault.
Okay, a little jumpy.
My finger hit the wrong button.
Whoops.
My apologies. Sorry. What I think is going to happen is Guy Gadowski is going to manage this very, very well, and other future stars are going to see, hey, this coach knows how to manage a roster with superstars. And if you want to get that college hockey experience, I think Penn State is going to be a very attractive spot moving forward for people to go. I think Penn State gained a lot of traction, not just for its play this season, but the way it managed the players and worked with the NHL and the teams there. I don't think this is going to be now the like how spectacular this team is and this much talent being on one roster. Maybe that might be a one-year thing, but I think Penn State is going to be a perennial contender moving forward because of what Guy Gadowski is establishing.
Okay.
Here, or has established here.
I guess it's the cynic in me. All right, again, this is a whole new world now.
It is.
This is not even just a couple of years ago or a few years ago. It's a whole new world now. And so you're this kid who's supposed to be super talented. He's going to be a top draft choice. He's definitely going to the NHL. I mean, don't get hurt, all right? You know, none of that stuff and so on. $700,000, according to that one source, if we assume that is accurate. The cynic in me is like, I'm thinking, do I have to go to class? Do I really have to go to class? Is it that important? Scholar athlete, increasingly the scholar part, you have to wonder about.
Yeah.
Because anymore, this isn't the old days when you were supposed to go to school for 4 years and then go pro. Football, basketball, whatever, okay? Goodness, that's like ancient history now. I see some of these college basketball players, men's basketball players, like Kentucky, for instance. A kid, or maybe, I don't know, Duke, all right? Cooper Flagg played for Duke for 1 year. This past season. I mean, the kid's what, 18? and he's the top NBA draft choice, gone. And if you know that about a kid, it's like, do I really have to go to class? What's the point of the class? That's not why I'm here. That's not why I'm here. Now, you should take advantage of that opportunity. I mean, you should always be trying to learn something.
Sure.
You know, get a major, and I'm interested in, I don't know, media, or I'm interested in business, or I'm interested in something else. All right, take some classes, gain some knowledge. But I just have to wonder for some of these, and it's mostly guys, not gals really yet, but it's guys. It's like, do I have to go to class? I mean, I'm getting all this money. I'm playing. Isn't that enough? Is that where this is eventually going? That colleges will have athletes that don't really need to go to class. What do you think?
There are those that would argue.
It's already there.
Welcome to the SEC for the past 40 years.
Ouch. Is that where this whole thing is going? Colleges will be there. There's college, and then there's sports teams with colleges' names on the jerseys. And that's kind of it, because that's why the kid's here. And it's the sitting at me like, Joe Paterno would be rolling his eyes right now, like, but it's a different world. And is it a better world? Anyway.
Well, what is interesting about that, and it is what it is, as the kids
it
would
is
say.
What it is.
But honest to Pete, if they had listened, they being the NCAA, the powers that were in charge of college football and college athletics, if they had listened to Joe Paterno back in the late 70s, early 1980s. I really think we would not be seeing what we're seeing right now. Joe Paterno was a strong advocate of paying the players. Now, not the exorbitant numbers that we're seeing and not going from zero to hundreds of thousands of dollars like that, but Joe Paterno was one of the first coaches to come out and say, why are we not sharing some of the wealth here? We're making millions of dollars off of our product, and we have kids here who are putting tens of thousands of folks, fannies in the seat, and we're not allowed to let them go spring for a pizza for their buddies on a Friday night? That is preposterous. Why are we not giving like a $1,000 stipend a month during the season, at the very least, to these players and let them, again, just have a little spending money in their pocket. Well, no, we can't do that. In fact, we can't even let them have cream cheese on their bagels if they're coming in for a recruiting event. What? Why? Because we're the NCAA and we said so. Well, that's
stupid.
Beyond stupid. And so they continued to be ridiculously rigid and set up rules that Joe Paterno and others then started to say, well, yeah, this doesn't make a lot of sense. We ought to be... And there were different proposals as like, hey, what if we just set up an account? All right, if you want to maintain the quote-unquote amateur status, let's at least set up an account where we put in some money, and then when the kid graduates, so you have incentives to graduate, you get, again, X amount of money, $10,000, whatever it was. And that is set aside in an account for the kid because they are bringing in money. They are basically working for your university. They're putting in the hours that an employee would, and you're giving them no tangible benefit, like the monetary benefit. And it was dumb and it was wrong. It was just wrong. But they dug in their feet, did the NCAA, and no, we're not going to share any revenue. These kids have to remain pure, and the only way we can maintain their purity is they can't accept a dollar from us. We need to put that millions in our own accounts. What? Oh, yes. It's important that we maintain the amateur status for these kids so that we can continue to make a fortune off of them. That doesn't seem ethical. Oh, you be quiet over there. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then eventually some kids got together and said, well, no, this really is very, very wrong, and we're going to court. And the court said, well, yeah, this is really, really wrong. You can't prevent it. And so we went from one extreme to the other. If you had listened to Joe Paterno, honest to God, this would have just been a very gradual thing. Folks would have gone up, and nobody, I'm just telling you, I mean, there's no way to definitively be able to show this, obviously, but I'm just telling you, nobody would have been grousing if each year it went up just a little bit. You know, you put, and by now it would be up to, you know, whatever, $10,000, $12,000, $20,000 maybe. If they had just done that, you could have prevented this entire mess. And I do think it is a mess right now. But it is a mess that was created because of the mess that was the NCAA.
I still wonder when this house of cards is going to fall down, that this is just not long-term sustainable. Something's going to collapse. Now, what? I don't know. When? I don't know. I mean, I never did this, but it's so quaint. 30 or 40 years ago, if me, if I had handed a Penn State athlete, I don't know, $10, $20, here, go get a pizza, you know, have a good time with, you know, your girlfriend or your friends or whatever. I mean, alarms would have gone off. Lights would have flashed. It would have made the media. I mean, it would have been a news story because I bought a pizza for a kid. And yes, back then we all thought, this is insane. But the powers that be, nope, like you said, nope. Now we have this, and which is equally insane.
What is really ridiculous about that is that while you might have been slapped on the wrist, it is the kid who would have been vilified. How dare you accept a pizza from somebody offering you a pizza?
Amazing.
Well, why? Why would you not? Well, no, because you've got to maintain the purity of amateur status that we have determined.
All because of a pizza. Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break here in a moment. Yes, we'll come back. Of course, we're going to talk politics. We know you love this stuff. Again, we mentioned at the top of the show, big week. Again, here's our week. Tomorrow, I think, we're going to talk with Stephen Caruso, Spotlight PA, who covers state government in Harrisburg. And I only say I think because they still haven't passed a state budget.
Nope.
And if suddenly something shows up, I could see Stephen sending me a message like, Scott, I got to go, got to work.
And is weird because by state law, they have to
June 30
budget passed.
So I think we're going to have Stephen tomorrow. All right. If something doesn't happen like today or tonight or something. Thursday, Congressman Glenn Thompson's going to join us. Yep, we're going to talk about the Big Beautiful Bill Act. All the different things that are flying around about that. Congressman actually reached out to us to say, hey, can I come on? And we said, absolutely. Because I've got a lot of questions from this gigantic bill, act, law, whatever. And then Friday, County Commissioner Mark Higgins is going to join us. We're going to talk over county issues. So, folks, we're covering all the bases, local, state, federal, over the next 3 days. It's a crazy week. Oh, boy. All right, let's take our break here. We'll come back and we'll talk some more craziness. You'll be able to call in and join the craziness because we all know you want to. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, and we will return right after this.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Tuesday. Hey, let's talk. 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the conversation. Again, you can weigh in on absolutely anything happening out there. And you could also let us know about any upcoming events that you or your organization are involved in. That's a wonderful use of the airwaves. Busy week coming up here in our area with the arts festivals and Heritage Days in Fullsburg and all of the good things that come with the July month here in our area. Additional sports note. By the way, I will pass along any local sports information that is presented to me. So if you want to, you're like, man, Ironhead never mentions this team's accomplishments or that. Well, let me know about it. Tell me what's happening, and I will. And I'm telling you, anything locally, I am interested in, and we will post it on our website. Mr. Giese has kindly stepped up to post the information provided. So, I mean, Little League results, if there's a local bowling league that you want, it'd be nice to get a little publicity for what we're doing. Yes, pass it along. I want local sports information. I know we have local fishermen that are doing amazing things. We have folks that are in, biking. The mountain biking community is huge in this area. I'm going to start going down the list. And folks, let me know. Just shoot me a note. You can either text me. Again, I give you my cell number. It's that simple. 814-441-0434. Hey, Ironhead, just to let you know, this is what's happening in our bowling league. Give me the name of the league, the individual or team that's winning or whatever you want. Let me know about it. We'll pass it along. And again, that goes for any age group, any sport that is out there. And I know we have a lot of different things going on. It's one of the neat things about living in this area is all of the different opportunities that kiddos and adults, for that matter, have a chance to be exposed to. And, hopefully we have plenty of people taking advantage of that. So with that in mind, I did get information passed along about the 11 and under Little League All-Star team for State College. State College defeating West Suburban 3-0 last night in 5 innings. Carter Steinbugel went 4 shutout innings, and Liam Williams threw a scoreless 5th in the victory. Will Callahan had an RBI. Quentin Kith had an RBI triple. And now the under 11 squad will play Hollidaysburg tonight at 8 p.m. That'll be at West Suburban. And that is basically the winner's bracket final. So the winner of the game between State College and Hollidaysburg tonight goes into the finals for the under 11. District 5 tournament. So, and again, the 12 and under team will start sectional play. I believe that starts this weekend. I know it is coming up in very short order. But please, please, please pass me along any information on the local sports front. We would love to get as much information out there. Pass it along during our sports segment and then post it on our website as well. And if you're not familiar with the website, well, shame on you.
That's right.
You ought to be at this
shame
point.
Shame on you.
But go check it out. It's a fun website. 987thefox.info. Just that simple. 987thefox.info.
We have recordings of our shows on the website. If you listen to our sports segment every morning, we then post that on our local sports results page. And right now, actually, I got a clean house because we have results going back to like February or something.
Those were the
days. I got a clean house a little bit there, and so on. There is a contact us link on the website. If you wanted to use that to share information, I would get that. I would forward that accordingly, and we could use that. It's just a simple, you put in your name, your email address, and then type your message. Here's what happened, blah, 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 blah. All right, you can do that too. All right. Speaking of which, the Goon Ironhead show hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah, we took a 2-week hiatus.
What the heck were you doing?
We are back today. We're still, I will be there. We will definitely have a show. Not 100% sure who all is. It may be Goon joining us from location, or it may be Chris Buchanani or somebody else filling in, or it may end up just being me sitting there eating wings and Talking Sports solo at Quaker Steak and Lube this afternoon. But that'll be from 2 to 4 this afternoon on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we start gearing up for, yes, football season just around the corner.
All right, there we go. In the meantime, 814-954-7266. I think we got to unhook the phone or hook the phone or something like that. Okay, there we go. 814-954-7266. All right, big, beautiful bill. All right, now again, Thursday, Congressman Glenn Thompson is going to join us. We got him for an hour. We can't begin to ask him all the things about this bill in an hour. All right? We'll try, but we can't even begin to do it. All right?
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's take a quick call here.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I want to kind of follow your conversation for the past 30 minutes by suggesting we give this hockey player a Ph.D., honorary Ph.D.
A Ph.D.?
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting at is he's a phenomenon. And I mean, there's going to be more of them. And you're going to have, like, the sports journalists and the people who are using AI to get his name out there and get all the advertising and make sure nobody's putting any snide comments out there in the Internet. So it's like it's an emerging environment for all sorts of, I guess, degree programs. So he's going to be the subject of literally thousands of hours of people's time over the next year. So give him the honorary Ph.D.
An honorary Ph.D. in hockey. I guess.
Well,
right?
I think he's more successful in just playing on the ice. He's apparently done a very good job of managing his business portfolio and his image. I mean, I'm saying it's like you said. Everything's changing.
It is, and I will say him. Assuming he actually does play here, and I am, I guess, presuming that so it is a big deal just to have that hockey talent in here and be able to watch that. But I do think the long term ramifications. I mean, it's kind of like a Saquon Barkley in football, who's now, you know, one of the goodwill ambassadors for the NFL. Well, the fact that he's from Penn State is a big deal. And that does have, you know, recurring positive benefits for the university, for the football program. This is going to be that and then some. Because, again, this guy has a chance to be one of the real superstars. I mean, pretty much everybody you read says that's what he projects to be.
Right. And like you say, I hope he's safe, and I hope he develops the way everyone projects, because hockey needs that player right now.
Yes.
And then the other thing is,
the Penguins need that player right now.
Yeah, come to think of two or two or three, yeah.
Anyway. Well, they're going to have to arm wrestle for him. Yeah, and then I'm looking at this phenomenon of basketball this past season. And so for the other teams who don't want to, you know, wager their bet on one superstar, you know, or maybe don't have the wherewithal to do that, and then you see it in professional basketball, they kind of go on back to team play and having depth on the bench. You know, looking at the length of the season and the physical demands on everyone's body, and so yeah, it's going to be interesting how people, or I shouldn't say institutions, play out their cards over the next few years. And it's, yeah, I think basically college, the highest programs in college, they're going to be shadowing the pros, so. You know, and the other thing about, you know, Penn State, they have faculty and staff. There's people who are employed, have always been employed, and continue their education. They get degrees. So, I don't know. I think he can do both, you know. But for this one particular athlete, he's a phenomenon, and they'll be writing books about him. So he's given the honorary PhD.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you think about what Paul Skeens means to LSU and that community, like, they are going to be talking about the fact that they had Paul Skeens and kind of helped launch his career for, you know, at least another generation and maybe even beyond that. Like, think along those lines in terms of the impact and the import of getting a kid like Gavin McKenna to come to Penn State hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, Skeens is a neat guy. I mean, I actually do like Pirates baseball. I mean, you know, they're just so great defensively, and I'm not quite sure what happened last week. But they got some developing offense coming along.
I thought
we'll see
so.
What happens if
you
they
sure
can make
about
it.
That?
I thought
well,
they did.
They did it for 6 days. Yeah. So I don't know. But you know, I don't know. People maybe they underestimated because we all have air conditioning. But I'll tell you what: if you're playing in 100, 110 degrees on the field day in day out, it takes a toll on your body. You can't. I don't know. I think people underestimate what it really takes a lot of stamina to play baseball under this condition day in, day out, through the heat of July and August. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It is a grind. It is a long season, and, yep, it is a marathon, not a sprint.
And especially on artificial turf.
Well, yes.
Now, artificial turf isn't what it once was, but still,
yes,
it radiates more heat than a grass field. It just does.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I just can't. And these are, I don't know. I can, you know, as I get older, it gets harder and harder just to put a few hours in and keep up with the chores. And I can't imagine just being out in that heat day after day. Yeah, through the months of July, and you know, I think actually the Pirates. Where did they go over the weekend? It was up in the northeast or west?
Yeah,
northwest.
Yep.
So they probably had a change in environment from the 90s and steamy to maybe steamy in 70. So I don't know. I just think that really plays with your physiology to go from the different environments to play ball, but. You know, I think as fans, I don't think we appreciate that aspect of it. But
all right.
Yeah, take care, guys.
I appreciate your call.
I appreciate it, but the bums need to play better.
Well, people have complained for decades about the long road trip when you cross three time zones and the whole bit, you know, a sleep lag or whatever that's called. You make that West Coast road trip. Now, again, Big Ten, you got teams like Oregon, USC. When they have to come all the way over here, is that an effect? Well, of course it is. Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer there. Before we take a break, here's a quick one. All right, these guys are all getting money. Do they have agents? In the old days, I mean, as soon as you got an agent, that's it. You're done. Well, heck, they're getting money. Why? Do they have agents? Or is that somehow still not allowed to have an agent, even though you're getting paid? This was $700,000. Do you know? I'm asking.
Oh, you can have
agents. You can have an agent now. So this kid coming out of high school, essentially, can have an agent now, and that's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Brave new world, folks. Brave new world. And, of course, now, you know, giving a kid $20 for a pizza. What? How much is that pizza? Oh, it's $30 now for a pizza. For goodness sakes. We got to take a break. Oh, my wallet hurts. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. I will give you some advice that will help you when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere with your calls also. We'll be back right after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
It is a Tuesday morning edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you, and we have a call pouring in, and we will tell you in a moment why today is a moving day. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Okay, which one is the easy lover, you or Scott?
Oh, that's me.
Okay.
Easy, baby.
Yeah, go with him.
Easy.
Go with him.
That was Phil Collins, right? Easy lover.
Absolutely correct.
So in a former lifetime, I did talk radio, retired. And I listened to you guys screaming most of the time, and you do an incredible job. Best in state college, probably in Pennsylvania, in almost the entire country.
We need
and I don't give out compliments, but
Can you give out money? That'd be cool.
We take compliments.
I do give it out. That's the fortunate thing. It needs to come back in. There's an old thing.
Yeah,
I've got great cash flow. You know, it comes right in and right out.
Hey, yes.
Do you want to know how, you make a small fortune in radio?
Yeah, I do.
You start with a big one.
Ah, there you go. True enough.
Yes, so, that's accurate, yes.
Can I advertise my pickleball team?
Absolutely.
I don't even know what the hell pickleball is, but every sport I play, I suck at. It doesn't matter, even bowling, I suck at every. My daughter beats me, even with online games. I'm terrible. Why is that? Let me tell you, and you're going to like this, Jeff. When I was really young and really skinny, I did really well at wrestling.
There you go.
I really did. I mean, I was pretty darn good until I got fat, and then that was, you know, it was all over with. But can we talk about what's happening with TikTok in September?
Okay.
Most people don't know this. You want to break
Trump,
some news here?
Trump and company keep punting on TikTok, looking for an American buyer. I think allegedly he made a comment yesterday or the weekend. Yep, I think we got somebody, which I've heard before. All right, so what do you think you have?
Well, I know what I have because I researched it and confirmed that it looks like Oracle is going to buy it in September along with some other billionaire companies. This is infuriating me. I don't know if I should get mad at Trump or not because I know the Congress passed the law, which is ridiculous. This is a real free speech platform, believe it or not. This is a true free speech platform. It's amazing. But they passed, let me see if I can find this. Here's the act. They're under the guise of security that they're eliminating this free speech platform from around the world because the Republicans and Democrat occupiers want nothing more to quell your speech. And if anyone tells me there's a freedom of speech in America, there is not. There is not. Barack Obama tried to quell all speech. I have direct evidence of it while he was president, and Bush tried to do it, and they all tried to do it. People only like speech when it's the speech they agree with. Let me tell you what the act is called. It's called the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. So the longer the act, the more it's a bunch of bullcrap. They keep adding words.
Yeah.
BATF. Not ATF. The Patriot Act. Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Everything the government tells you they're doing, believe they're doing the opposite. They're just liars. Now, if TikTok is sold, let me tell you what's going to happen. This free speech platform is going to go away. They're going to control all of your data. People are making a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. A lot of money with this application. And they're working really hard. And you could see people from all over the world giving their points of view. And the occupiers want to control the dissemination of information from all sides. This is not a political issue. This is a freedom of speech issue. And here's what I argue, where it says Congress shall make no law respecting speech or expression. And through the 14th Amendment, that means every politician from the president to the dog catcher to get a check from government. You cannot interfere with speech. Well, why are they doing it? Well, that's foul language. It's none of your damn business. I should be able to say whatever I want to say, including what you would consider a curse word, on the radio. Because if the station allows it, they'll lose listeners. My point being is, who's to judge what speech is okay and what speech is, what word is okay? You know, if you're on TikTok, you have to say unalive. You can't say abortion. You can't use the word K-A-L-L if you use unalive. So, and that happened last year when they went after TikTok. But we're concerned about the Chinese and our data. You think maybe, Scott and Jeff, we can should be concerned about 55,000 Americans being killed in Vietnam for no reason? Tens of thousands of Americans being slaughtered in Afghanistan, whereby the Taliban's taking over now?
Well, I still have not had anybody explain. I don't want the Chinese government to have my information, but I gotta tell you, I don't know what good it is for them to have whatever information they're going to glean from TikTok about me. I mean, do I want it? No. What is it specifically that they're going to do with that information that we think is going to harm our future? I still don't understand, I guess, for the everyday. Now, government officials, and do I want certain classified information getting in their hands? No, but do I think they already have a good bit of that anyway? Because we have open borders, we don't know where these people are coming from, we have people hacking computers all the time. Yeah, I suspect they do. But if they're getting information on me, I'm guessing at the end of the day, they're yawning, and it's like, my God. I mean, it's an amazing accomplishment this American did with the 40-mile race the other week. But other than that, this dude's leading a pretty boring life. And, okay, I mean, what are you going to do with that?
I didn't want to say you're boring, but you said that out loud.
But they're impressed by my 40K.
They can't answer the question because they're lying. And they've done this from day one. I was banned on AOL. Prior to the World Wide Web, which came out in the 80s, there was still the Internet. If you don't have their interest at heart monetarily, you're done. It's about money because TikTok is cleaning the clocks of all these other media, especially Facebook. 130 million Americans are on it. It's an amazing platform. Everyone can be a star. Everyone can sell their wares. Everyone can give their opinion from around the world, except with the dictator countries. And the occupiers don't like that. You know, five major companies control the media. And the government schools were taken over in the 1900s, so they're gone. You know, how do you control a country? You take over the media, you take over the schools, and you take over the monetary system. And they raped us in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act. So anything that reeks of freedom of speech, they're going to close down. I call them occupiers.
Yeah, and again, I'm just not sure. Like, I think it's more likely that an American company using that data on me specifically, that's more likely to have a negative impact on my life, I think, I think the Chinese government would just be bored silly looking over whatever information they could glean from me. They might get a few chuckles along the way. Our government, if it gets it, I'm not sure that, did he pay taxes on this particular, I see he's involved over here. Was he writing that off? I don't know. I'm with you. One of the real problems we have right now is, and I will say this, Epstein thing is not helping matters in terms of people feeling confident they can trust really any element right now of the federal government. That trust has just been lost, and I think it's going to be very difficult to regain it. And I think, there's some people earnestly trying to regain it and trying to do the right thing, but man, there's a lot of questions I have about the direction we've gone, and certainly the pandemic did nothing to quell those concerns about government power gone amok.
I remember Trump was in there doing that too, so he's culpable too. Let me make my prediction. I know you're almost
real quick.
And I'm pretty good with this stuff. Within 5 years, if they take over TikTok, you will see 100% digital currency. They're going to make that a legal tender. It's not now. Paper is a legal tender. And you're going to be assigned numbers to the digital currency. So if you're overweight, you may not be able to buy so much ice cream. You'll be able to shop in a certain area. Chinese are already doing it. I guarantee you, in America, it's going to happen within 5 years. And if you protest, you don't eat.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong, but I
thanks for your call.
And they'll do it in the name, just as they did with the pandemic. Wow, we're doing this for your own good.
Oh yeah, when you hear that, the alarm bell should immediately go off.
Taking away freedom for whatever the reason, not good, folks. Go have a great Tuesday anyway, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out.